Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. Cisco Aguilar joins us. He's candidate for Secretary of State on the Democratic side. Here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Reckless Washington spending is driving up prices for Nevadans. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto voted to allow hundreds of millions of dollars of COVID relief funds to be wasted on frivolous projects not in Nevada. More silly inflationary spending. Senator Cortez Masto voted to allow a college to hire a poet in Connecticut and funding for 18th century French operas in Washington, D.C. Tell Senator Cortez Masto to start voting against wasteful spending to stop inflation.
A business like mine has small margins. This is a working fleet, five trucks, all over 100,000 miles. Every time we fill up, we're dumping profits into the tank. That's what burns me up about Adam Laxalt. Big Oil has spent millions in support of his campaigns. And Laxalt spent years at a law firm that represents Big Oil. He pocketed millions working there. Some of us have real jobs and need someone getting serious about gas prices. Big Oil has enough senators. They don't need more help from Adam Laxalt.
LCV Victory Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years.
Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome to the program for the first time Cisco Aguilar. He is candidate for Secretary of State. It's a pleasure to have you here, sir.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
And you're on the Democratic side of the ticket.
That is correct. I am the Democratic nominee.
Yes, you are. I want to go into your background, but let's start out with, first of all, the importance of the role of Secretary of State in your opinion.
The Secretary of State is a really critical position for a couple of reasons. One is the Secretary of State oversees all corporate and security filings and touches every business in Nevada. And I think most significantly impacts small businesses. And when you look at the number of small businesses in Nevada and how they contribute to our economy and the number of employees that they have, it's pretty significant, and the Secretary of State's role can have an impact on those businesses, especially when you look at the processes and systems that we use to make sure those businesses are compliant with the state of Nevada.
Okay, but obviously the number one topic is election integrity.
Absolutely.
And I have to say that our current Secretary of State, I think, has done an outstanding job, Barbara Sagaski.
Could not agree with you more.
And you are from the opposite party, and I'm a nonpartisan. But I think that she has been remarkable in her steadfastness in protecting the integrity of the elections and publicly stating that. Mm-hmm. So come at me with your side of this.
First of all, I think Secretary Sagaski deserves a big thank you. What she's done to protect all Nevadans is phenomenal. She's put all Nevadans first before she has party, and that is a true guide and what the Secretary of State needs to be. When I consider my role as a regulator within the elections, I look to Barbara Sagaski as a leader in that and saying, this is what we need for every Nevadan, and this is about Nevada before it is party. So.
I also think that, and you said putting the job before party, but I don't think that speaks to the whole Republican Party. I think that there are an awful lot of Republicans who are the silent majority who are totally comfortable with the election system in the state of Nevada, and other Republicans across the country are comfortable. They're just not the ones making the noise.
I absolutely agree with you, and I think that's absolutely right. And I think Senator Sagaski knows that as well. but there is a force out there that's loud and sometimes can be impactful, but I think you have to silence that and really look at what's in the best interest of all Nevadans.
The thing that I don't understand, and maybe you can give me your version of it, is, you know, in politics, sometimes things backfire. One of your mentors was Senator Reid. I wonder if in the latter part of his life, he regretted blowing up the filibuster for judges because it led to blowing up the filibuster on other things and potentially more things in the future. So what you do for short-term gain, because he was mad that during the Obama administration they weren't getting enough judges through the process, but it can come back to bite you. I don't see where trying to destroy people's faith in the integrity of elections benefits either party.
I don't think it does, because what it does is we want to ensure every Nevada expresses their opinion and their fundamental right to vote. And the more you talk about access, the more you need to ensure that the people understand the system, that it's transparent, it's open, it's free, it's legitimate, there's integrity in the system. We need to change that narrative and say, this is how the system works, and this is why it's important for your engagement and participation, because without your engagement and participation, we're not going to be the state that we want to be. And so I think they're driving away the folks that could actually benefit them in this election cycle.
That's the part that stuns me, is whatever you do to stop people voting, especially if they're your people, mm-hmm. whatever party you're from, mm-hmm. it just doesn't make any sense to me. Mm-hmm. Unless you're looking for chaos mm-hmm. and a revolution based on what I don't know.
I think if you look at voters and say, if you're trying to take something away from me, I think it motivates them more to do the exact opposite, to say, I'm going to prevent you from taking away something that is guaranteed to me as an American citizen.
What do you think about Nye County going to have a change in their elections officer because the current one has resigned, and they're going to go to paper ballots? I mean, I don't know what planet people are living on that would think that counting paper ballots is more secure than a computer system that is not online or hooked up to Wi-Fi.
Well, I think it goes to your point earlier about, before we make a transitional decision, we need to understand the implications of that decision. What are going to be the unintended consequences of that decision? We can't rush to judgment. We can't rush into action until we fully understand. And I think, you know, my responsibility would be as Secretary of State to look at this as a long-term perspective, not to be reactive, to be pragmatic in the approach, to understand the unintended consequences. You go back to, what are the costs of implementing paper ballots, hand counting, first of all? What are the priorities of the citizens of Nye County? It's not my responsibility as Secretary of State to tell the county how to run their county.
Right.
They live there. They know it. They know what their priorities are. And if this is a priority for all residents of Nye County, then go for it. But I can guarantee you there are citizens in Nye County who have different priorities that deserve investment. You talk about education, you talk about the roads, you talk about infrastructure, you talk about healthcare. Those things deserve investment. Not spending every single dollar the county has on paper ballots and hand counting. And then you talk about the human error. Humans make errors. And that's why I think we've progressed as an economy here in the United States, is because we figured out how to build efficient systems. And here we're going backwards to an inefficient system.
Well, the other part is that for all of this noise from the extreme right to make sense, there has to be such a conspiracy. And I remember talking to Senator Reid in one of my last interviews with him about UFOs. Mm-hmm. And of course, he got that funding to do research on some of the UFOs that pilots were seeing over the Pacific. And first of all, he didn't want to talk about little green men. I asked him, were there aliens at Area 51? And he said no. I said, are there people that would know this if it were true? And he said, nobody in Congress could keep that kind of secret. So a conspiracy of a national basis makes no sense to me, because nobody could keep that kind of secret.
Right.
Because it would be so huge.
Well, it wouldn't be happening here just in Nevada. It would be a situation throughout the country.
Right? Oh, yes.
And yesterday, I think, Arizona had their primaries. And Governor Ducey came out and said, our elections are fair, they're strong, they are exactly what the citizens of Nevada deserve, or Arizona deserve and expect. So to have Governor Ducey make that statement so clear and unequivocally, I think goes to what we're trying to accomplish overall.
Well, I think that that goes back to my point, which is that this benefits no one. Mm-hmm. That if you destroy confidence in elections, I just don't see who it benefits unless all you want is chaos. And what comes out of chaos,
right.
I mean.
And it's that fundamental right to vote. It's one of the most sacred fundamental rights we have as American citizens. And to question that, we are a participatory government, and to take that participation factor out of it just hurts everyone. It doesn't benefit anybody.
All right, so let me come at you now from the other side, because
yes.
As you know, this is one of those kind of programs. Voter ID. We had the Attorney General of the great state of Nevada on last week, and I asked him about voter ID and what is wrong with people having to have ID, because they have to have ID for everything else in their life. And he said, well, it's not in the Constitution that you have to have voter ID. And so he wasn't being pushed to go in that direction, and came up with the usual slate of things. You know, there are veterans and senior citizens and others that don't have ID. And my response was, even though I'm not in favor of raising taxes, unless it's for a specific thing, I would be happy to pay an extra couple of bucks to make sure that every citizen has ID, because I just don't see how they can live their life without ID, because you need it for everything.
That's right. You do need it for everything, but everything isn't a fundamental right guaranteed in the Constitution. Voting is a fundamental right that is given to everybody. And I understand, this is, I think, where my pragmatism comes in, is saying, yes, I understand the argument, I understand the issue and the logic behind it. However, I think voter ID is, in a sense, saying we have a problem with our system. We don't. As Secretary Sagaski has said, our system is secure, it works, it functions as the way it should be. And so I think, again, it's understanding the unintended consequences before making a major policy decision. And I don't think we have fully analyzed what that unintended consequence is. And until we do, then we can start having the policy discussion about the change. You know, if people say, well, you need an ID to fly. Yes, that's actually correct. And actually, no, you don't. I recently was in San Diego and forgot my wallet and showed up at the airport with that ID. I was still able to board the flight.
How?
It was additional security. I went through additional security, additional screening. And once I went through that additional screening, I was then able to board the flight. So, but not everybody flies. Right? And it's not a guaranteed fundamental right to board an airplane.
But to cash a check.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I've been in banks where people go in there with a check and they're obviously homeless and desperate for the money, but without ID, they're not going to get to cash that check.
Again, that's a private commercial entity that's making a profit, and what is happening in that situation, the bank is protecting their profit,
and they're protecting
their losses, right?
No.
And that is not a fundamental right to have a banking account.
No, I understand what you're saying, and I'm not disagreeing with you on that. I'm just saying that it's hard to imagine how somebody without ID is able to exist, and that as a society, we should be concerned to make sure that every person mm-hmm. has the ability to receive an ID if they want to, whether they can afford it or not, so that they can live their life without, you know, you go to a hospital, I mean,
I understand.
You go to the doctor's office.
But then you've got to go back to the very idea of the right to vote, right? Is how do we get engagement in the process? How do we continue to have engagement? And somebody can choose not to engage or to engage, but it's going back to how do we create the opportunity for somebody to exercise that fundamental right? Again, it goes back to, maybe I sound too much like a constitutionalist in this argument, but I'm going back to that argument to say our Constitution guarantees us the right to vote. And if you're going to put in something that potentially is a roadblock to that right, we need to understand the unintended consequences, and I don't think we fully do at this point.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with more with Cisco Aguilar. He is candidate for Secretary of State, and we will be right back.
Reckless Washington spending is driving up prices for Nevadans. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto voted to allow hundreds of millions of dollars of COVID relief funds to be wasted on frivolous projects not in Nevada. More silly inflationary spending. Senator Cortez Masto voted to allow a college to hire a poet in Connecticut and funding for 18th century French operas in Washington, D.C.? Tell Senator Cortez Masto to start voting against wasteful spending to stop inflation.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Cisco Aguilar. He is candidate for Secretary of State on the Democratic side. You have had a fascinating career beyond just politics. You were general counsel for Andre Agassi and Steffi Graf. You served as special counsel to the chancellor of ENSHI when it was Jim Rogers, and also worked as a lawyer for his company. Let's start out with what it was like working for Andre Agassi and Steffi Graf.
Phenomenal. I am one of the luckiest people, I think, in the world to have the opportunity I have with Andre and Steffi. They are the most dynamic, caring, empathetic individuals you could ever meet. They were driven, they were successful, but they took that success and figured out how to help others. And when you see that passion and that dedication come out, it's pretty incredible. And most recently, one of the challenges Steffi faced has to do with the Ukrainian war. Steffi has a really successful foundation in Germany that deals with children who are impacted from war or are terrorized by war and the emotional outcomes from that experience. And with the influx of refugees into Germany, the government looked to Steffi to say, how do we solve this? How do we deal with this? And Steffi, being who she is, very shy, but also very caring, wanted to serve as much as she could, but it was placing a personal burden on her because she personally funded that foundation for the last 20 years. She could not figure out how to continue to drive those efforts. And we were able to figure that out here in Nevada with some major funders to say, we care about you, Steffi, we care about your foundation. And as members of the Nevada community, we're gonna help you through this. And it was a beautiful thing to see because when those donors told Steffi they were gonna do what they were gonna do for her, there was such pure emotional reaction from her that she was getting the support she needed from fellow Nevadans. And it was one of the most beautiful moments I've seen.
Outside of Las Vegas, I don't think people realize how much the two of them have done for education in the state of Nevada.
Correct. It's just, that passion, I think it was Andre's lack of a formal education that really drove that passion to say, hey, we can be better and we can do better. And which is one of the reasons why I decided to run for Secretary of State. If you look at Nevada, and you look at our educational system, it's not exactly of what we want it to be. We can be better, we can do better. And with Clark County being the fifth largest school district in the country, majority minority, and you talk about access to the polls, those two things are parallel. And if we don't get parents to engage in the process of voting and holding elected officials accountable for our educational outcomes, we're not gonna get where we wanna be. And, recently I had the opportunity to build a school in North Las Vegas in one of our most vulnerable communities. The population of students we serve is 86% Latino, 10% Black. And I look at those students and I say, if we're gonna be better, we have to get you to the polls and we have to get your parents to the polls. And those are the people that my opponent is trying to prevent from accessing the polls. And that really hurts, and that drives my passion for why I'm running.
Okay, and I do want to point out to the audience that we have invited Jim Marchant onto the program through his campaign on multiple occasions now, and we're still waiting to hear back from them as to when we might get a date, but we certainly don't have one at this point in time, but he is more than welcome to be on the program. And I would like him in particular to explain his comment, which is, I don't know how I got elected, which seems to me to be a somewhat bizarre thing, as you actually got elected despite the fact that you are having problems with the election system. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more with Cisco Aguilar after this timeout.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Events Center in Las Vegas. Host meetings and events on two floors. Stay in luxurious rooms and suites. Unlimited branding opportunities. Regional Italian cuisine by Chef Mark Segrisi. Flexible event spaces. Full buyout options. Visit ahernhotel.com today.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
Hi, I'm Renee Summerauer, digital news anchor here at 7 at 7. Watch our streaming nonstop newscast immediately with your mobile phone. 7 at 7 is the new way for you to get every bit of local news you need in just 7 minutes. Breaking news, local neighborhood news, weather, and sports are just a click away. Reporters bring you all of what's happening in the Valley. From Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, YouTube, and more. Get every bit of local news you need from the RJ and LVRJ.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Cisco Aguilar. He is candidate for Secretary of State. Your bio is so huge that you got to come back because I want to talk more about the different things. Jim Rogers was a good friend to this program, mainly because even though he had no ownership of the program, he never interfered with it. And as the owner of the NBC affiliates across Nevada and in other states, he could have easily tried to tell me what guests to book, what questions to ask. And he and I had that discussion once, and he said, if I ever did that, your show would be over. So he said, I stay 100% away. Never had any influence on it whatsoever. Ralph Tawdry, on the other hand, was the biggest supporter of the program, mm-hmm. and God bless him for doing that. What was it like working for Jim? He was such a mercurial figure.
It was a phenomenal experience. Again, I like to go back to say that my life, I view it in, is very Forrest Gump-like, is the opportunities I would have. You would never think a kid from the west side of Tucson would be in the place I am today. And that is phenomenal. I'm super honored. And it's also my commitment to ensure that other kids like me have the same opportunities. But going back to Jim is, I met Jim when I was an undergrad at the University of Arizona and started with a phenomenal conversation about what impact education can have on a person's life. And from there, we had this relationship that one, he was my boss, but at the same time, he was also a parent figure to me. His ability to drive forward and to accomplish what he set out to accomplish is pretty incredible. But that doesn't come without discipline and hard work. And what he taught me about hard work and discipline is really the key factor to doing what I want to do. I've never seen somebody work harder, care more than he did. And yes, he was tough. Being tough also taught me a lesson, like understanding what it means to be empathetic, but at the same time, being really tough on your passions and your commitments.
One of the things that blew me away about him was that he would tell employees, including senior employees, you get 1 week's vacation, because if I don't need you for 2 weeks, then I really don't need you at all. And I thought, wow, I could never actually be employed by Jim.
You know, but it also teaches you focus and commitment. You know, a funny story about that is the day I took the Arizona bar and I had finished and I was walking out of the convention center and my phone rang and it was Jim. So how did it go? I thought, you know, that was one of the hardest things I think I've done. And he goes, great, I'll see you tomorrow morning. And I thought, wait, I still just graduated from law school, just finished taking the Arizona bar exam. And I have to move my life to Las Vegas. And I thought, you know, I'd have a couple weeks to go through that process. I didn't. That night, I boarded a plane to Las Vegas and started work the next day. And that taught me a lesson I didn't realize Jim was teaching me. It was about being committed to what you want to do and making sure you show how true your commitment is.
All right, so the next time you come on the show, which I hope you will do soon, we want to talk about your time on the Nevada Athletic Commission because it's such a huge gig and you served for 8 years, including 2 years as chairman. So please come back soon and let's talk about that plus
Absolutely.
Other Secretary of State issues. And if Jim Marchant is available, are you willing to debate him on the program for the Office of Secretary of State?
I don't think I've ever shied away from a challenge or an opportunity to express my views.
Is that a
and
yes?
Convince I think absolutely.
All right, very good. Well, I will put that out there and see what comes back.
Sounds good.
Thank you for being here. Really appreciate it. Good luck on the campaign trail.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
With Nevada's only transplant center and verified burn center, the science is here. With award-winning cardiologist and the state's only dedicated heart failure clinic, the talent is here. With Nevada's most advanced robotic surgery, the technology is here. And with the Silver State's only designated pediatric trauma center, hope is here. All because we are here. UMC.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you, but we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Nevada Newsmakers Studio is located at the headquarters of the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also check our archive going back to 2005 on our website, again, NevadaNewsmakers.com. We'll see you on the next show.